Dr. Julie Galthorpe joins the conversation on Wednesdays. February, Julie, is a hard time for a lot of folks. For a second day in the new month, we all at points struggle with depression, and from what I understand, for people with SAD, that seasonal affective disorder, less sunlight really affects us, and we can only, you know, think of positive thoughts heading into spring. But this morning we're talking about changes people can make to feel better during the winter months, and we've got another 6 weeks, according to Medoc Mike, the groundhog. So where do you want to pick it up from there, Julie?
Well, I'd say, just as you said, Sean, when the sun is out, most people feel better. Now, this is not to say that some people are not affected by seasonal affective disorder in the summer, because they are. But the gray that comes with winter, the less time outdoors walking in the sun, less vitamin D, can leave many of us feeling low. So given this, being self-aware about how you are feeling, what you are thinking, and how you are behaving can give you a leg up on the winter blues.
It sounds like noticing what's going on with us is really the first step. And are there certain things we should pay attention to? Something that I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, it's bright now to almost 6 p.m., and I'm taking a lot of positive energy from that, saying that's another sign that we're turning the corner here.
Sean, that's a great example, because, yes, what you should pay attention to are our thoughts. So I received an email yesterday, and it was one that was aimed at clinicians, but it said people are wired to think negatively. So apparently, according to this, the average person has 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. That's a lot of thoughts. 80% of those are negative, and 95% of those are repetitive. So this negativity has come from evolution, where our thoughts, attention to things that we fear, increased our odds at survival. So they served a purpose. But based on this, if you are struggling to be positive, you're not alone. What you said, Sean, that example of, well, it's getting sunnier, the days are longer, that feels great, that's positive thinking. However, when it comes to feeling particularly low in February, ask yourself if negative thinking has got a grip on you. Awareness of our thoughts gives us the opportunity, or what we would refer to as insight, that it is necessary to feel better based on what our thoughts are telling us. So once we identify how our thoughts affect our feelings and our behavior, then we can reframe and focus on what's within our control.